putting together an audio show which entertains and educates the globe is a piece of cake. When you've got the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition teams on the case for Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sophie's run is go!
Yay!
What an explosive start to what's going to be an absolutely sensational show from that point of view. I can see the tension already mounting. Not only do we actually welcome back some of our regular listeners, such as, of course, Penny Evans from Derbyshire, who said she's going to be tuning in and listening to all sorts of other areas. Phil Learness wanted to know why he hasn't been invited to the party. You're invited to the party. Everyone's invited to the party. Why are we inviting people to the party? Nikki Wells?
Because we are celebrating this. Oh. Where's the camera? Where's the webcam? There it is. Launch of my second rock star romance.
Second in the rock star romance trilogy is all there and sorted through. And indeed, if camera and I launched with the line, "The thick door opens and you're ushered into the inner sanctum by the clipboard carrying assistant. The stillness of the air immediately envelops you. Not a breeze, no outside sound can intrude into this secluded space," you'd say, "Ah, yes, that's Nikki's reflections on radio nerves to radio buzz." No, Nikki, this is Siren Radio, 107.3 FM. Radio Buzz is a different line entirely. So much to pack into the show. Nick Elliott is joining us. Yay! Tiffany Freeman from Holland is joining us. Yay! And we've got the Hush Band as well, who are tuned in, etc. Ed's on various networking duties. How's it looking, Ed? Has anybody actually said anything as yet?
I have. I've just retweeted.
Marvellous.
Oh, you see? How about that?
What have they said?
Tonight on the Midweek Drive, join Nikki Wells.
It makes it so wonderful. I feel almost, last week the Stylistics, Cameron, this week Nikki Wells. I mean, it's an onward trajectory, as many people would actually say. I'm not sure though whether Nikki last week, when she obviously sent in to say, "Katie, are those sheep that I see upon your chest?" Oh, that's quite interesting.
Jumper.
Oh, there we are. Well, Katie is no longer having sheep on her jumper.
And a very nice jumper. It was too. Well, that's very appropriate for today.
Yeah. Now, do you count jumpers when you're tired and can't sleep?
Or do you count sheep? Question is, Nikki, did you hear your very own customised jingle?
No. Mm-hmm.
Nikki Wells, rock star romance trilogy creator, mother, cook, and officially the first German midweek drive rockette.
Thank you. That's
just one of the things we... Listen, we've got to progress. Cameron, you have gone for a selection which I think is heart-esque in its own routine here, but it's even better than heart, although it actually shares the evidence of the author who inevitably has to go through agony and ecstasy just to actually become a hip kitty. See what I did there? Over to you, Cameron.
This is a great band from Nashville. They're really hard-working, and... They've been influenced by absolutely everybody, from Iron Maiden and the Beatles to Nickelback, Papa Roach, Shinedown. And one of the cool things too is that they love to get out and support the troops. So they've been playing all over the world, and we're really proud to know them and be affiliated with them. And this is a song by Hip Kitty, and I want everybody to really like this and then go and find out about them on their Facebook page. This is called Agony and Ecstasy on Siren FM.
At Alexander Platz, we discovered that we had about an hour's wait ahead before we could go on the 49. I'm sorry, we're back. I was so relocked into actually reading page 105 of the text that you can appreciate this, Cameron. You know, it's Agony and Ecstasy, Hip Kitty.
It was a brilliant song. I love it.
Yeah, you see, fantastic. None of this. Not really my taste, exactly. Katie?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Very energetic.
I felt you were up for the whole thing. You can trust CT. He's not going to let you down, you know. From KG to CT, Cameron Tilbury. And Ed?
Good strong start there.
Good strong start.
Approved. General
we're
approval.
We're going to get even better as the programme proceeds, because in a few moments' time, we have a rock legend photographer who I chatted to yesterday. He is in... We are not worthy. Nick Elliott is with us. Tell us about Nick Elliott, please, Cameron.
Nick, wow, he is one of the world's foremost rock photographers. He's shot everybody from Alice Cooper right through to ZZ Top. He's photographed Amy Winehouse, just so many people. And we're really proud to represent Nick here in the United States as well as Canada for booking him gigs and doing his publicity. So it's great to be on the air with him.
Precisely. And Ed, how do people get in touch with us if they want to actually say, Nicky, we love you, we want Sophie's Run, we want to enter into the special competition to actually win a prize, a signed copy of Sophie's Run? All you have to do is actually send in a connection with us and we will take your name and details, and then that's all you need to do. It's not even a difficult question time.
studio@sirenonline.co.uk studio@sirenonline.co.uk is the best way.
Simples. studio@sirenonline.co.uk. Even you can manage that, can't you, Katie? Sorry, that sounds terrible. She's going to get Sharon on the case. Her mum's going to be sort of saying, it's all right, we've got a book signed for you. You know, be positive. That's what we're all about. Anyway, stay tuned. Siren 107.3 FM. Otherwise, you might miss something, and as Aerosmith might say, Nicky, I don't want to
miss a thing. I'm sorry, I was miles away.
You see, this
away.
Is what happens when you don't make the rehearsal meetings.
I don't want to fall asleep.
Honestly.
I don't want to miss a thing.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent.
You know, if it wasn't a fire hazard, we'd probably actually be waving lighters and such like. But, you know, whatever. You could do the phones, of course. That's quite right. A couple of things before we actually go to the rock legend photographer who's online at present and do the full build-up. We've had a message from Tom Stevens, and Tom would like some Rebecca Poole. Tom, we'll try and squeeze some in, but Rebecca's more of a jazz singer as opposed to rock, and this evening is very much dedicated to rock, rock star trilogy. If any geologists are tuning in expecting to actually see some stalactites, stalagmites, or other geological formations, sorry, wrong kind of show. We'll do that later on. Nicky Wells is in the studio, of course, and you've got a mention for Jeff, who's tweeted us.
I have a mention for Jeff Thompson of the Tuesday and Wednesday breakfast show.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I just have to say, you know, Ian's jokes and bang, he's there. It's just fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah, genius. And although he technically is a member of Siren, he can't enter, you've got an ideal solution for people who might be connected with Siren, think, how we are actually allowed to enter this competition for a signed copy of Sophie's Turn.
Well, you know, there are wives, girlfriends, daughters, partners. It is Valentine's week next week. Exactly. Big hint.
Fantastic.
This is your present sorted out.
There is one absence, of course, in Sophie's Turn that I feel needs to be put right in Sophie's Encore, the third in the trilogy, concluding part, and that is a rock star photographer. I know in the first book you had Sophie doing a kind of amateur routine, but if you want the best, as Cameron Tilbury's rightly said, you need to speak to somebody who's carved out a reputation for producing not only powerful, iconic pieces, but also has got over 20 years' experience in the whole industry of rock, has photographed folk ranging from Iron Maiden right the way through to Alice Cooper, and heaps, heaps more. To whom may we be referring to, Katie Grimerson?
Nick Elliott.
The legend that is Nick Elliott. Nick Elliott, how are you?
Hi, Alex. How are you? Good to be on the show.
Well, it's a delight and an honour to actually have you with us. We've had a look at your website. Fantastic stuff, this, nickelliott.eu. And some of those photographs, I mean, you know, we'll be taking some photographs in the studio. And in fact, it's interesting. And hopefully most of our photographs will end up on Facebook. We select them through very carefully. Occasionally people who are random PA assistants send in things like, there's something about this photograph that disturbs me. Just take it away. But in terms of that, what was it, Nick, that kind of led you to this world as being, you know, literally a world-class rock photographer?
Essentially really music, to be honest. I mean, you know, it all kind of started a long time ago. If I have a second passion to photography, it's music. I've always been heavily involved in it, very, very deeply in it right from being very young. It's something that started from being an infant, really, being, you know, kind of brought up with a lot of the great recording artists and essentially a lot of the great kind of croners and then on to finally rock. But I've always been a photographer. I mean, I've been a photographer since dinosaurs ruled the earth. But I've always wanted to just specialize in what I do, which is, in my opinion, rock art. And it's something that I kind of moved into, specializing in that area about 25 years ago. And I set my stall out to work with the people that had been such a big influence on me, that had been my heroes, Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, you know, Rory Gallagher, those type of people, you know, Steve Marriott. And I kind of set my stall out to say, that's it, it's time I did what I wanted to do. And so it just really went from there. So I specialise in the music industry, that's all I shoot, I don't shoot anything else. And photography really is the medium that I use to create the art that I create.
Exposing the very essence of a performer's innermost soul. Now, Nikki has a character in her book called Dan.
Yeah, I do.
And you've kind of bonded via sort of the social networking things, I think, today.
Yeah, we've been chatting on and off.
Well,
caught up with my press people in quite a heavy way since we knew that we were actually doing this. But yeah, we have exchanged dialogue through the social networks. Lovely lady, actually.
Thank you very much.
Nick, we only ever have lovely human beings on the show. It's a matter of course.
I think it's the way forward.
Precisely. I mean, otherwise it'll be, this is Spinal Tap, and that's a different line entirely. You know, you go into the whole routine and say, this much talent that you've actually got. Anyway.
I have a question for Nick, if I may. And, you know, being a huge rock fan myself, I just have to know, how did you get near the stars to begin with?
Well, basically, that was reputation, because what I actually do is very much a style. I like to think that when you buy a Nick Elliott image, when you commission or work with Nick Elliott, you buy a style. That's what it's all about. It's not about photography. It's about buying something that is totally bespoke and unique to the band or the artist. And it really started through concepts that I had, ideas, and also through reputation, you know, people working with me and then kind of saying, look, this is the guy that you want, this is the guy that you want to use for this, that and the other. I'm very much a different photographer, really. Like I say, the concepts and the kind of creation of what we're going to do and why we're going to do it starts from the floorboards up, and it's quite a unique type of thing that I do, or I think I do.
And how did you find these, you know, big famous rock stars react to you coming along and giving them directions?
They should be privileged and honoured.
Oh, absolutely.
That Nick Elliott is turning up.
But, you know, they have their own egos to suit.
It's not as though they're settling for some sort of second-rate Annie Leibovitz kind of character. You know, we're talking Nick Elliott here, you know?
I totally agree, Alex.
There you go. Yeah, sort of other group.
Well, to be honest, I mean, yeah, these guys have their egos, they are, but, you know, they've got all that going on, and the world of sex, drug and rock and roll, yes, it's definitely there. But to be honest, a lot of these people, because they are who they are, they're not kind of, as I put it, NME bands. These people have learnt their craft, again, from the floorboards up. You know, they've done the whole art of what they do.
Let's face it, Nick, they're not exactly pop idol, are they? You know, they've moved beyond that. You know, it's not like American Idol.
No, this is big boys music. Yeah. It is. Yeah.
So
you know, so I mean, these guys are—they're very touchable. They're very touchable. You know, they're lovely people. And most of them are absolutely lovely people.
I think it's fair to say as well that actually, once you actually are established in your field, whether that happens to be rock and roll, whether it happens to music, industry, writing, and so on, you know, genuinely, you can be a really nice person. You know, you can work through that. It's the ones who are kind of like in the mid-range that sometimes you get the ego problems with, and the riders, and the, you know, et cetera.
That is definitely the case. I mean, these kind of guys, they've gone there, they've been there, and they've done the whole thing, but it's, again, it's very much about creating their craft, improving their art, and leaving a mark. We share that very same passion, me and a lot of these guys.
I think you've just touched base on the fact that, you know, that mutual shared professionalism, that kind of identity that you can actually work through, comes across. Katie, have you had any chance to have a look at some of Nick's photography? No, that's
not.
Because she's a hard-working student who's actually doing all sorts of other bits and pieces. That's her excuse for rational. Black and white, again, very evocative images that we're coming across here. Is that a conscious choice to shoot mostly monochrome, or do you sort of think, no, actually, sometimes I need to have some colour in there as well?
I'm not a colour fan, to be honest. I specialise very much in the monochrome, in the black and white stuff. That's what I'm known for. For me, it's very, again, the art of what I do, it's very emotional. It needs to have, dare I say it, it needs to have a sexuality with it. It needs to have a romance, a passion. And for me, it's about a trip wherever that may take you when you look at my image. It's like listening to an album. You listen to an album, you go to wherever you want to go in your head. You do the same thing when you look at one of my images.
You could almost
You
could almost be describing Nicky Wells' Sophie's Run. Listen, we're going to put you into the choice of actually giving me a random number from the thing to actually read through. Nicky will be doing these readings as well later on, but would you like to give me a number between 1 and 396, please?
I'll go for 7.
Oh, very early on then, so I thought you might have gone for one of the things where it's written in a different register, but let's take this and give you a little flavour of the launch of Sophie's Run. All too quickly, the orchestra and musicians returned to their places and retuned their instruments. The high-pitched whining of violin strings being adjusted hung in the air and tugged at my nerves. I looked away from the audience and instead examined the intricate carvings in the woodwork of the choir stalls facing me, currently filling with basses. I watched with wry detachment as they all sat down and took their music, readying themselves for the beginning of the concert. Yet, abruptly, one man got back to his feet again, squeezing past knees and unsettling everyone in an effort to reach the end of the pew. "What is he doing?" "Who?" my pew neighbour chimed in curiously. She followed my gaze and sighed. "Isn't he gorgeous? That's Steve. He's reading the dedication tonight." Something weird was happening to me. I had a strange tingling sensation, a kind of jubilant foreboding in my tummy that I had never experienced before. I heard myself speak without knowing what I would say. "Has he always been in the choir? I've never seen him before. He comes and goes. He's not here very often. I think it's a work thing." My neighbour's voice seemed to come from a long way away. My eyes were trained on Steve as if my life depended on him. Suddenly he looked up, his gaze met mine, and our eyes locked. Time stood still. Just to contextualise, Nick, because you might sort of think, what sort of show has my agent put me on? You know, I'm going to contact Cameron and say, what's going on here? That is written from Sophie's perspective. She has decided to actually join a church choir. She's having that thunder and lightning, very, very frightening.
The
moment where she strikes her eyes with Steve. Well, Nicky, you can explain. You wrote the thing after all.
Yes, well, you picked the very beginning of the book. So Sophie is just meeting Steve, her Thunderbolt and Lightning Man.
Very, very frightening, sorry.
Yes, and so in the context of the Rockstar Romance, this is the bit when we... when we go on a little detour, so Dan is very much going to be in a position of unrequited love here for a large part of the book, and that's an unusual position for him, but he is very much in the picture. There are concerts, there is rock and roll,
there's lots of Dan,
and
sometimes
sex
too much,
and
Nick,
some of the other stuff that was mentioned before. So you pick something very early on and you're just setting up the romance. I love the way that you put romance in your pictures. I absolutely adored how you put that. But anyway, we're just putting the romance into action between Sophie and Steve, which Dan isn't going to be very happy about, I don't think.
There we are. Interesting.
Nick, I have another question for you, if I may.
Of course.
You mentioned you're doing some sort of exhibition very soon. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of big shows going on this year. I actually show in 10 galleries across the UK, and have three permanent resident exhibitions. Well, these are at constant resident shows that run in the galleries. Also, I'm looking at taking a residency at some point in the US, and I've got a big show that happens on the south of France in May, which is going to be a very exciting thing. It happens in a gallery there in a chateau, just literally up from Montpellier on the south of France coast, which will be a four-day gig. So that's going to be an exciting weekend.
Fantastic. Well, yeah,
I think it's two or three big shows that are running this year.
Brilliant. Well, I think we might get, you know, a Siren
FM
correspondent.
I'm thinking we need to actually do a location report with you, Nick, on these shows. I mean, and the notion of actually pictures and images on audio. Hello, webcam. Oh, it's gone again.
That's a busting idea. Yeah. It's a week. Why not?
It's a way forward.
Excellent.
I think it is.
How are there, any responses? Has Jeff responded to saying, yes, I'll get the wife to enter?
He hasn't, actually. No. But we did get one from a gentleman called Ray, who called us cool individuals with a good taste in music.
Nice.
Ooh.
How about that? So hello, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Thank
hello,
you for
Ray. Your message. Ray of sunshine, in another words, bleak yes. world. Oh, my.
How can it possibly be bleak if Nick's on the phone?
This is it. Yeah.
Katie,
it's
Alex,
Nick and Nikki. Nikki squared. Now,
oh,
fantastic.
Oh, we're the dream team anyway. We've already established that, haven't we?
Well,
we have indeed.
Genius stuff. Katie, last two questions for rock photographer Nick Elliott, please.
Nick, have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
Yes, I have, actually. It's a shame that I actually couldn't get into the studio, because it sounds like it would have been a right back.
Well, we'll get that sort of... I like the way I say, yes, I have, actually, as though he wasn't expecting that at all.
Surprised.
You know, we spoke on the telephone this morning, and I was missed a bit of the letdown, really. Never mind.
Our sparkling personalities.
What's the next crucial question, please, Katie?
And can we look forward to connecting with you again sometime in the near future?
Yes, will you return, Nick?
Oh, yes, I would too. Yes, I mean, that goes without saying. Just, you know, I look forward to the invite, Alex. I really
It'll
do.
Happen. Nick Elliott, rock photographer extraordinaire, www.nickelliott.eu to find out all sorts of goodies. We salute you. Coming up next, hopefully, Tiffany Freeman from Holland.
Grimerson brings so much more to the Midweek Drive than just their effervescent views from Leicester and Birmingham. In fact, they're the audio equivalent of a Bucks fizz. But is Tiffany the champagne and Katie the orange juice? Or vice versa?
Now, I know, Katie, that when the truth was revealed that Tiffany was going to be spending a whole term, that's one whole English and Dutch term in Holland, you were almost beside yourself with despair. You were thinking... Who can I actually have lunches with now? Who can actually do the other jingle and so on and so forth? Well, worry not, my girl, because we said that she'd become our official Midweek Drive correspondent, and even though we'd scheduled her for the second hour of the programme, given that Holland is an hour ahead of us, she's off to learn Dutch. So that's always nice, but she's with us now. Tiffany Freeman, how are you?
Hello, Alex. Hi, the Midweek Drive team.
Yeah.
I'm good, thank you. How is everyone?
Well, we would be waving at you, or at least we'll be waving at the camera. I don't know who's being waved at in any way, shape or form. Nikki Wells, you have got some little announcements to make, have you not? Because people have been sort of sending in entries into this win a copy of Nikki Wells' Sophie Run, an autographed copy. Her famous star remains her rock, while life takes her on a little detour.
That's right. Is this when I do the shout-outs?
Yes.
Excellent. Like, shout-outs. We have shout-outs to my lovely husband, John, and my boys.
Hello,
Dylan,
John.
Ollie. The Lane family in Bristol, who I'm pretty sure is listening in.
Your boys were dressed in Dickensian outfits, weren't they?
Well, one of them was, yes. They had Victorian day at school today.
And a quick question for you. Why was one of them in the Victorian outfit and the other one actually was dressed in as a police officer with a gun? This is not good. You know, how old is he?
Six? Seven? No. They had Stranger Danger Day today at school.
Stranger Danger.
He had a police woman coming in talking.
I've said, Ed, we should have Stranger Danger for the Midweek Drive.
So, excellent. So, hi to Diane and family, Jo Whiting, who is listening on her phone app, Fiona Greenslade, Tom Stevens of Simply Jazz on Siren of M is listening in Sleaford, Sharon Grimerson, hi, I've just signed your copy of Sophie's Turn, so I hope that's all right. Lynn Holton, who is just my mentor and guiding star. Kate at Me, My Books and I. Cheryl Brown, Yasmin Selena, Julie Allen, Katie Metner, who has been tweeting for England, I should say, even though she's all the way over in the States.
Tweeting for England. Is this
a national sport? She's been tweeting a song for Sophie and Dan every day for the past 2 weeks. She is a superstar, and I hope she hears this.
Last June, Tiffany Freeman was entrusted with social networking, social media, to tweet away for the Lincolnshire Agricultural Society in the show, which I've invited Katie Grimerson to tweet for this year, and we're doing all sorts of special things. Bless her heart, Tiffany was just told, tweet away. But have you actually, Tiffany, been tweeted about this Midweek Drive with Nikki Wells and Sophie's Run?
I've not actually used Twitter since I got here.
Unbelievable.
I don't know why.
You know, so obviously Holland, one country in the world. No, it's not connected on that basis. Well, I think
it is. I don't know. I've not really thought about Twitter at the minute. Well, too much is going on.
Well, what sort of things are you doing in Holland before you take out your mobile phone or other portable device or computer and log on and say, right, we need to start tweeting the Midweek Drive team?
What have I been doing?
Yeah,
sorry?
I think that was the question I sort of put. What have you been doing,
quite
Tiffany?
A lot.
Yeah.
Main thing, I've been meeting lots of new people. I've been into uni this is my second week now, and I'm taking a Dutch language course, and I'm doing my lesson tonight. Yeah.
And what's your first Dutch phrase you'd like to reveal to the Midweek Drive listener?
Oh, the accent is really hard to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll say good evening.
Yes. Yeah, that was very good. Doesn't it sound very Dutch, I must
admit? No, I can't pronounce it.
Good evening.
Spoken like a true...
I can't do it. I can't do the accent.
Well, try the words. Try the words. You know, think Johan Cruyff, but American, okay?
I can do dag, which means hello and goodbye.
Really brilliant.
And hello means hello.
Genius, you know, hello and dark. That's the Beatles. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye, hello. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well done. Ed, any questions for Tiffany?
Oh, it's very busy taking care of all the
terribly questions. Busy doing secretarial jobs over here. Saying hello to, who can I say hello to that's contacted the show so far? Melissa and to Jen and to Nikki. Oh, I know Nikki. And
Nikki, are you tweeting yourself now?
Leslie as well.
All the time. It's my clone.
And we mentioned Emma as well. Emma Kalin. Just in on the Twitter saying hello, how are you doing, everybody?
And Melanie Robertson King, Robin Lee Morgan, I think you mentioned.
Yes.
Chicklet Central said hello.
It's just
fantastic.
Tiffany, you need to get back on Twitter, it's happening.
Jim Tucker? I know I do. And yeah, whatever's happened to Natasha Turney or indeed Hannah O'Brien, we don't know. We just think they've gone to pieces as well. Never mind. Yep, that's the bottom line. Nikki, just a minor point about radio etiquette to actually add to your list of wonderful things in terms of radios around. If you kind of do that and talk at that sort of routine, hardly anybody can actually hear you. So these are the reasons we call these microphones.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, you can see, look at Katie, perfect image there. You can see her on the sort of webcam there. The ideal routine. It's about sort of, you know,
waking in my boots again, wiping the sweat of my brow.
Perspiration, dear. We don't sweat. Women do not sweat, they glow. That's by the way. You should know that. I appreciate Tiffany. Sometimes you have to keep these guys in order. It's very, very strange, etc. But still, life continues, particularly if she's actually sighted another station. BBC, Lincolnshire. All looking good. Tiffany, any questions you want to put to Nikki Wells, author, of course, of the Rockstar Romance Trilogy, which we are launching on this very show?
Yeah, I've not actually heard much about this because I've been in Holland. Would you like to tell me something about your book?
Yep, it's the second book in the trilogy, which is tracing the romance between rock star Dan Hunter, think big rock star band a la Bon Jovi or Whitesnake, obviously not based on any, and Girl Next Door Sophie. So the first book kind of charts how the romance begins, and the second book picks up the thread just after it's all kind of fallen apart.
Oh.
So we have intrigue, we have glamour, we have glitz, we have romance, we have a betrayal, we have an exploding cake. A couple of weddings. We have lots of travel, which Alex liked best, apparently. And the question is,
To be precise, it was the travel to the Lonely Island. I thought, yeah, this is getting it real. This is my life. But, you know, the rest of it, I just thought, pointless. You know, it's just too glamorous for the likes of me, a poor, humble,
it is a glamorous modern fairy tale. It's Bridget Jones meet Notting Hill. So we want the glamour. We like the glamour. We need a bit of glamour in our lives.
Which is, as I say, target audience. I mean, Katie, you're looking forward to reading this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Once again, the enthusiasm.
I think Katie's mum is.
It's good. It's enthusiastic. So you're in full force on the camera. Tiffany, if you're anywhere near a computer, you can now actually look at the Midweek Drive team by going to sirenonline.co.uk and then click on webcam, and that will manifest its whole routine. Before we take the news from the Siren News team, yes, 17:45. All right, don't panic. I know there's another 4 minutes to go, but Ed, would you like to throw Tiffany Freeman those last two questions, please?
Tiffany, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this afternoon?
Yes, I have indeed, thank you.
And can we look forward to doing this again soon?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, this is it. And yeah, that's a yah, you know, a yah.
Yes.
And a farewell is, you know... No, she hasn't got farewell as yet. She's got that sort of thing through.
Bye,
we had the Order of the Spanish album. Yeah. Anyway, here's Whitesnake, or is it Van Halen, or is it Dan? I don't know. Fool for your loving. Siren, 107.3 FM, the Midweek Drive official book launch of Sophie's Run, the second in the Rockstar Romance Trilogy, available for signing, for all sorts of other marvellous things. Get hold of a copy. Otherwise, quite frankly, your life will never be the same again.